Okay, so we're about to get underway again for the second part of the Wivenhoe pantomime. Technical rehearsal, all quite grand, joined by Nick, who is one of the musical directors, or one half. So Nick, please, for your point of view, what does the technical rehearsal all mean?
Well, for us, it's the opportunity to actually get on stage with all the instruments and to see what works and if anything needs to be changed. So, for example, this afternoon, we've been making sure everybody's mics work and the mics being held properly, as well as actually making sure all the instruments fit and we can actually all play our instruments together with the people on stage. So it's our first opportunity to put it all together and iron out any technical glitches.
So far, Nick, what I've been observing in the congregation hall, you've been, as a band, quite acoustic, and then for the full-on performance now, obviously, it's all amplified. Has that been a transition that's been quite smooth?
This year it certainly has, because actually we managed to get a sound check yesterday, so we spent a couple of hours yesterday setting everything up and actually checking out the levels, so the opportunity to get the amplification right and the balance right against the cast. So for once this time I actually had a really good opportunity to get it right. Fingers crossed it stays that way.
Well, I've been sitting, I've been lurking sort of 3-4 rows back, and it all sounds very, very powerful. So everything is certainly comes across very, very clear, all the words, all the instruments. Now, some may say, certainly not me, some may say, the dear old Loveless Hall has its limitations. Are there any challenges that presents you as a band, or do you thrive in this environment?
Well, for us, we're in a very small corner of the stage, so it's quite cramped. The other thing is the acoustics not brilliant, but possibly the biggest challenge actually is electrical, because there's so much electricals in a very small space. You have to be very careful with getting different buzzers from the electrics. We've got lights, we've got all the amplification, we've got radio mics and the amplifiers for the guitars and keyboards. So the difficulty is making sure actually all the circuits don't buzz like crazy. So there's some very good work going on by Adrian at the back there to actually make sure it still sounds all right. So we just have to play a few notes.
Right, well, that element was certainly not noticed by me, and so maybe I think keep it as a secret, we shan't mention that. But I think as a sort of final observation, it really is quite something special. So if you think of what's involved here, it is professional musicians volunteering their time, such as yourself. You're working with elder folk in the community who perhaps want to use that experience. You've got a lot of young kids involved, and together you're all really putting off musically something which is quite special. So I think you should be congratulated. I wish you well for the next week or so.
Thank you very much. Come and see it.
Yes.